Welcome to the Farmer's Voice. I'm Alan Watts with Kentucky Farm Bureau. Today we catch up with Steve Maiden, a farmer from Carroll County. Steve, tell us about your farming operation.
I've got cattle, and I do hay and stuff like that, and just try to take care of the pastures and the hay for the cattle, and that's about the extent of it. I do grow a little bit of corn just on and pick on the ear for to grind for feed in the wintertime, and that's about the extent of it. Now that the tobacco and things has gone out, that's about all I do now is just the cattle. And
tell me a little bit about how many cattle are you guys running? How much hay you guys raise there?
I run about 30 old cows, old mama cows, and usually hope for, well, I shoot for 100% calf crop, but that normally don't happen. But I try to at least get the best I can out of them and stuff. So,
well, tell me about the history. Have you always been, your family always been in farming, or are you a first time farmer or what?
No, I'm the first one. My dad was a mechanic, and he didn't like farming at all. But we grew up on just a couple acres, house and a couple of acres, and always had a big garden and stuff like that. And I worked for the neighbors, and we grew a little tobacco crop, not very much, just an acre or two when I was a kid. And Mom would kind of take me and my brother, and we tended the crop, and Dad, like I say, he worked as a mechanic, and they're in town, and I just kind of, as I got a little older, I'd work for neighbors and doing farm work, and it just kind of got the bug, I guess is what you'd call it. I kind of enjoyed the work and the people and stuff, and I just kind of at an early age decided, well, that's what I want to do. And now looking back on it, I don't know whether I would go through it all again or not. If I went back and done it all over again, I might just try to find me a job somewhere.
How hard was it for you to get started as a first-time farmer there in Carroll County?
Well, it was very hard because there wasn't, you know, now Carroll County has gotten to the point now. Now, when I was a kid, it was still pretty much a farming community, but as the factories got to coming in and stuff like that, and they took the best farmland, and so it was a pretty good challenge to, you know, trying to rent some ground and things like that, and it was pretty tough. I mean, like I say, I was serious. I knowing what I know now, I wouldn't try it again.
Tell me a little bit about you and your involvement in Carroll County Farm Bureau and otherwise other organizations there in your community.
Well, now I'm in the Carroll County Farm Bureau, a director on the board there for Carroll County Farm Bureau, and we try to help out like with the FFA and the just different projects like that that's got to do with farming, and anytime there's a disaster or something, we try to, you know, send some aid, whether it be canned food and bottled water, or whether it be a donation, just whichever we think would do the most good wherever it's going to. And then I'm in the Henry County Cattlemen's Association, and it's, you know, just kind of the same way. It just tries to do anything it can to educate the cattlemen about what's going on with the markets and anything new that comes along. So that's about it on the two of them, and I'm not involved in a lot of other organizations or anything.
For you, what is your big struggle? What's the hard thing out there for you in farming right now?
Well, probably just if you wanted to expand, it's just in this area here, there's not a lot of pasture or anything that's for rent, and if it is, it needs all new fencing around it, which is, you know, the person that owns it don't want to spend the money for it, and you're kind of shy about spending it yourself unless you can get some kind of a long-term lease locked down, and a lot of them don't want to do that, so it makes it kind of hard. Expansion is pretty hard to do.
Exactly right. What about farming? What do you enjoy the most about farming, Steve?
I guess just the independence and just kind of, you know, being able to work for yourself and work. Now I work. I pretty much run a one man operation, and so I'm by myself. I work at the Oynton Stockyards on Wednesdays, and I do some cattle hauling and stuff. But I mainly a lot of the reason why I stay with working up there on Wednesdays just to be out amongst other people and other farmers, other cattlemen, and get to talk to them and stuff, and just socialize, you know, there on Wednesdays. So
obviously you've been on the farm all your life. What do you like about the, what's it like having your family there with you on the farm?
Well, it's nice to have, you know, now it's nice to just have the independence and, you know, to kind of look out over the land there and think, well, I've accomplished getting the farm bought and things like that. And I guess it just makes mostly just a kind of a satisfying feeling to think, okay, all the hard work and stuff has paid off some, you know.
Our guest today, Steve Maiden from Carroll County. I'm Alan Watts for Kentucky Farm Bureau.